of it.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Teachers' union SATU in KZN has welcomed a move by Provincial Education to clear the system of ghost workers and fake pupils. MEC Sipho Muka says there will be a province-wide headcount of staff and learners at all schools. He says 56 billion rand is spent yearly on salaries, and the headcount will help protect the payroll by ensuring only legitimate employees are paid. KZN SATU's Nomarasha Kalusa says they don't believe there are ghost teachers.
We said there's a shortage of teachers, but process must be allowed so that we all see what is happening.
She says the process must not disrupt teaching and learning.
We all know that already we are operating with skeleton workforce. So with all these teams and people being removed from their areas of work to engage in this process, may be time consuming.
The headcount, which was set to begin today, has been postponed until further notice. The mother of a South African woman who was killed allegedly by her partner in Brazil says she pleaded with her daughter not to go back. 27-year-old Leanne McKenzie, whose family comes from Richards Bay, was murdered earlier this month. It's understood that her boyfriend Ian Hay shot her before allegedly turning the gun on himself in an apartment in Curitiba in southern Brazil. According to local media reports, she had previously been assaulted by Hay. Her mother, Petronella, says Leanne, who was her only daughter, came home to South Africa late last year and again last month after she was abused.
I did try and speak to her. I wish I tried harder, you know. I'll live with that with myself for the rest of my life. I should have tried harder to stop her, but I did try and speak to her not to go.
Moving to Gauteng, the National Prosecuting Authority says investigations into the death of Lekona Fose are continuing, despite charges being dropped against the only suspect in the case. Mduduzi Mnisi was arrested just days after the teen's body was discovered on the West Rand last month. Mnisi was said to be the last person seen with the teenager, but the NPA's Pindi Mjundwana says charges were withdrawn after Mnisi's alibi checked out.
Further information brought to the fore by the NPA's consultations with other witnesses, the NPA deemed it fit, fair and responsible to withdraw the charges and allow investigations to continue.
On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that imports from India will face 25% tariffs. He also announced an unspecified penalty for New Delhi's purchases of Russian weapons and energy. Trump posted on his Truth social platform that the measures will kick in on Friday. He added that India has always bought a vast majority of their military equipment from Russia. Durban, a high of 23 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 25. Richards Bay, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.